T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You got a bloody right to say, right, you're bloody well right, you know you got a right to say.
It's 6:46 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Money Tracker Don Grant will be with us shortly. Oh, now yeah. It's time for three big things.
Three.
President Trump embarks today on a 12-day junket to Asia.
Two.
Fire death in Reno County. And two people hospitalized in a garage fire in East Wichita.
One.
The Republican tax reform bill debuting yesterday, promising an overhaul to taxes. Will it help or hurt the middle class? The debate has commenced. Three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
And out there in traffic this morning, we've got some fairly nasty traffic conditions. We've got some fog in the area, potential for some drizzle, that sort of thing. Visibility an issue, so just be cautious this morning. Gasoline prices, yeah, at the high end, we're still all the way up at about $2.39 a gallon, but we've got some stations coming down from that. Traffic this morning, KNSS Radio, I'm Jad Chambers.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast here heading into the weekend. High today of 48 degrees, drizzle and patchy fog possible today. Extending into tonight, we might have some mist and light rain overnight. Overnight low down to 43 degrees. And then looking ahead for a mostly sunny weekend. High tomorrow, 70. High Sunday, 68. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northeast under a clear sky. It is 41 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 48. KNSS Weather is brought to you by The Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. That's The Monarch in Delano. Great place to hang out. It is 6:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS here on a Friday morning. It was 60 years ago today, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 2, the second man-made satellite into orbit.
Sputnik.
And it had a passenger. On board was a dog named Laika, who did not survive, and that was expected.
Wow.
They sent a dog up there.
That's right. I remember. Didn't they send a monkey, too?
Yeah, they sent several animals, I believe.
Yeah. Up it.
But, yeah. So I guess Laika was probably our first, Earth's first supersonic space traveler was Laika the dog from Russia.
They named a camera
from the Soviet Union. Yeah, there we go.
Of course, there's already Laika cameras, I guess.
And of course, once the Soviets started launching satellites, that's when the U.S. said, we got to get our butt in gear here with our space program. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was 25 years ago on this night. It was election day. Democrat Bill Clinton was elected president of the United States, defeating the incumbent president, George H.W. Bush.
Ah.
That election was 25 years ago night. Yeah. And Clinton would go on to become a two-term president. A lizard that can grow to be up to 8 feet long has been found in Southern California, thousands of miles from its native land. It's probably a pet gone astray.
Yeah.
A 4-foot-long crocodile monitor spotted sunning itself on top of a hedge. It wasn't bothering anybody. It was just grabbing
just
some sun.
Just hanging out?
Yeah. This is in Riverside, California.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of desert-like out there.
Backyard of a Riverside home, crocodile monitor is a relative of the famous Komodo dragon. It's native to Papua New Guinea and Indonesia, not California. It is legal to own them there, though. This lizard is green and yellow. It's got big claws. It's got a long tail and a forked tongue.
Does it also poison? You know, if it bites something, it poisons it and it dies a slow death the way the monitors do?
I don't know. The big lizard is now being held by the animal services. If the owner does not claim it, it will be sent to a sanctuary for exotic animals.
Good place to live out its days.
Hang out with a hedge and get some more sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Crocodile monitor. Of course,
scary.
Is Riverside kind of a desert like?
It is. It's
at the area.
You know, it's like on the way to Corona and all the out into the Inland Empire there.
Okay.
It's not far.
Oh, yeah.
San Berdeau is around there.
Gets a little dry in that.
Yeah.
Area.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be. Yeah.
Don Grant Money Tracker with us, by the way, this morning. It is 6:51 with Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, joining us in studio with a timely topic.
Yes. Smart shopping.
Smart shopping.
Exactly. Now, are you a consumer? I mean,
I believe I am.
You are a consumer.
How can you not be a consumer?
That's a good point. Good point. But do you sometimes buy things that you may not ever use?
I think my house would be evident of that.
All those cat toys. Yeah. Well, you know, we have tremendous garage sales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I have on occasion, you know, I'm just in a, it's weird. You get kind of in a buying mood, but you don't need anything.
Yeah.
You know, every
once
in a while,
I know what you mean.
You just sort of want, maybe it's just killing time. Maybe you just want the activity of shop. I'll walk into Cabela's and all of a sudden
you've got
ammunition,
a bag
that was
with
on
something
sale.
In it. Yeah.
Yeah. For a gun I don't even have, you know.
But, well, and I even do that at its most basic level at the store. I'll go into the store to get, I've got two things. I need to get these two things. And I end up walking out with eight things.
Yeah,
like, how did that happen?
Yeah, well,
what's going on here?
You know, I consider myself to be pretty much a savvy shopper. I find deals, but the question is whether I really need this stuff that I buy. Well, are you a smart shopper? Well, here are some tricks that I have learned when I am thinking and when I'm not being foolish about it. First of all, bigger isn't always cheaper.
Okay.
Now, when shopping for items that we use a lot of, we often grab the biggest container because we assume that it's cheaper. Do the best that you can to break down the per-use cost, you know, by the ounce or whatever, or by the morsel. Manufacturers work to confuse you. For example, I remember way back when the girls were just very, very young, comparing diapers. And I'm a good shopper. I could not figure it out. Because they had these different sizes, and then they had these different numbers in the different manufacturers' bags, and it was just a mess.
Now, see, they do that on purpose, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They have these different features, and each size will come in packages with different count. So you need to divide the number of diapers into the price and choose only the features and the quality that is relative to the best pricing per item. You see, they had different things attached. Oh, gosh, it was a mess. I got so mad. Always take waste into account when buying in bulk. You may get 2 gallons of milk cheaper per ounce, but unless you're going to use it soon or freeze it or something, you may have wasted your money because it spoils. Store brands are often as good a quality as the known heavily advertised brands. However, the only way to really know this is to sacrifice and buy one of each. You know, to take them side by side, and then you decide. I do that all the time. Now, if you need a new fuel pump for your car, get a breakdown of the cost from the mechanic. Then ask their policy for installing a part that you provide. I hate to say I do this all the time. If they will install it, you may find that you can buy the same or a better pump from another source, then just pay for the installation cost. Now, they might not give you the same guarantee because you brought in the part, but you put up with that. Being a savvy shopper is only important when you buy what you want and what you need. Now, this sounds obvious, but don't buy it just because it's on sale. A good way to stop those impulse buys is to leave the store, sleep on that purchase, then come back the next day if you really want to buy it. And 9 times out of 10, I don't if I deploy that strategy. So if you have any questions, you can give me a call just to chat about this. It's kind of fun to hear about other people's stories. 6342222.
Well, and this is something we all relate to as well.
We all get out there, and yeah, so that's my story.
How is your how's your weekend shaping up?
My weekend's going to be exciting.
You've had some exciting weekends lately.
I got a very exciting one. I'm going to take off a little bit early from work today, and I'm driving up to Lawrence. Daughter Natalie, the freshman, is a Delta Gamma, and this is Dad's weekend. For the Delta Gamma.
Oh, well.
So we're going to go.
You will be treated right this weekend.
We're going to get a tour of the place. I'm probably going to be asked to donate. Then we're going to go see we're going to go bowling tonight.
Okay.
And then apparently, allegedly, we're going to be shown some of the hangouts, some of the watering holes.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No wonder you're excited.
Yeah.
Got a big weekend coming up.
And then tomorrow we're going to tailgate and check out the game, the last game that KU could possibly win.
KU Baylor.
Yeah, yeah, because Baylor's got about as good a record as
Baylor's
KU,
0-8.
Right? Yeah, so this could be a battle of the Titans. You never know. It's disappointing, but it's still fun to go.
Oh, yeah. It's football Saturdays are always fun.
And especially to spend my time with my daughter and the other dads and the other sorority people.
You're wearing out a little trail now between Wichita and Lawrence.
We are. I just wish you could blink and be there.
Yeah, where's that high-speed bullet train?
Yeah, my high-speed Honda Ridgeline. I figured out exactly how fast you can go between 79 and 81.
Okay.
You know,
that's your range?
It seems like that's a safe. Okay. Now, I'll say that and do that today and get nailed.
Yeah. I'll await that report card
on
Monday.
You know, I'm in no rush. I'll just keep it at 75.
Yeah. Don, have a safe trip, and
you and your
daughter have a great weekend.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
you too. You have a great weekend doing all your sports stuff.
That is our Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted live every weekday morning. Coming up, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330. It's KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.